Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving morning and evening in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's an Abi Absin Abdul Rahman ibn Jabrin radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maghbarrat qadama abdin fi sabilillahi fatamassahu an-nar, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Jabr radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fire of Jahannam will not touch a servant whose feet became dusty in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jahannam will not touch a servant whose feet became dusty in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes in the hadith you'll find that one part of the body is mentioned, but it refers to the whole body. In other words, here it's only speaking about the feet getting dusty. But if any part of the body became dusty, number one, Allah Ta'ala will save this person. The next hadith we'll see, Allah Ta'ala will save this person from the fire of Jahannam. And then the second thing we understand is that this person only is walking. Generally when a person walks, your feet get dusty. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word of feet getting dusty in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reward that Allah Ta'ala gives a person, is that the fire of Jahannam will not touch this person. So that Jahannam will not touch a servant whose feet become dusty in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. So ulama explain that when one proceeds in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the dust particles which settle on his body will prevent the fire of Jahannam from burning him. Even though the primary focus of this hadith is the mujahideen who fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the vastness of the term fi sabilillah, this word fi sabilillah, in fact Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, under the chapter of walking for Juma Salah, he brings the chapter of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is going, walking for Juma, he describes it as a person going fi sabilillah, out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So the vastness of this word fi sabilillah is so wide that there is hope. The hadith is saying مَغْبَرَّتْ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So there is hope that even a person that is out in the path of Allah for studying, seeking knowledge, person is gone out to study deen, so there is hope that he'll also be included in this reward. There is also hope that a person that is proceeding for Hajj, and now the dust settles on his feet, that he will also be saved, or he will also benefit from this hadith. It will also be in his favor, and also those who go out spreading the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this also will be to their credit and to their favor. We'll do one more hadith which has a similar meaning. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yaliju an-nar rajulun baka min khashyatillah hatta ya'ud al-labanu fi al-dhar'i wa la yajtami'u ala 'abdin ghubarun fi sabilillah wa dukhan jahannam. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person who cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, a person makes dua. When he makes dua, then he's crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is crying. A person who cries out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala will not enter Jahannam until Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم uses one expression here, حَتَّى يَعُودَ اللَّبَنُ فِي الضَّرْعِ, until the milk returns to the udders. When the milk, an animal is milked, and the milk comes out, can that milk ever return? So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is using this expression, until the milk returns to the udders. In other words, this person, it's impossible now that Allah Ta'ala, nothing is impossible for Allah Ta'ala, but as an expression, it is impossible that Allah, like how it's impossible for the milk to go back, it's impossible that this person that's crying out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is going to put him in Jahannam. It's like how it's impossible for that milk to go back. It's impossible that Allah Ta'ala will treat a person, as an expression. As we know, anything is possible for Allah Ta'ala. But just as an expression, that like how it's impossible for that milk to go back. This man is crying out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. It's impossible that Allah Ta'ala is going to take him and put him in the fire of Jahannam. So that is the first part of the hadith. The next part of the hadith says, dust in the path of Allah Ta'ala and the smoke of the fire of Jahannam can never combine for a servant of Allah Ta'ala. This person got dusty in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, the person was out in the path of Allah. As we explained, path of Allah has many, many meanings, vast meaning it has. So dust in the path of Allah Ta'ala and the smoke of the fire of Jahannam can never combine for the servant of Allah Ta'ala. The question that we may ask, why is the hadith speaking about the smoke of Jahannam, not speaking about the fire of Jahannam? It's saying the dust in the path that person gathers in the path of Allah Ta'ala and the smoke of the fire of Jahannam can never combine. Why is it speaking? Ulama explain that Allah will keep him so far away from the fire of Jahannam that even the smoke won't get him. The smoke is very far away from the flames, but even the smoke of the fire of Jahannam won't get this person. So far away Allah Ta'ala will keep him, because this person got dusty in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil.